Proclamation number 5818 of 4th of December, 1953. Favorable offer by God's word. A truly favorable offer is made to you humans on earth when my word is conveyed to you with the request to live in accordance with my word, for this offers you the guarantee for a blissful life after your earthly death. What you should give is small compared to what you are allowed to receive, yet you first have to be willing to accept my gift, for I cannot create beatitude for you against your will. But again and again my servants approach you and offer you your Lord's gifts, again and again the kingdom of God draws close to you, again and again you will be made acquainted with the one who is able to distribute precious gifts. And just as you then respond to his requests, so will you be considered. But anyone who rejects my gift of grace will one day have to live in want and enter the kingdom of the beyond in utmost poverty. But examine what is offered to you. You have the right and also the duty to do so that you don't fall prey to a deceiver. So that inferior gifts are not handed to you as genuine and valuable. Don't reject everyone who offers you his gift, but don't accept everything either, for my adversary also makes his way to people and seemingly approaches you with the same gift in order to prevent you from accepting what I want to offer you, from accepting my word, which is not equal to anything that is not from me. If you reject everything, you must fear that you have also rejected precious goods and will one day greatly regret your resistance to them. If you accept, check every gift for its origin and its value. And if you are serious and of good will, you will also have the power of judgment and choose what is right and reject what is unjust. And be sure that the Father in heaven will always give good gifts to his children who turn to him, who remember their Father and ask him for right food and right drink, who commend themselves to him and always want to fulfill his will. But I also meet those who are still far from me with a delicious gift. They, too, are my children whose love I want to win and whom I therefore address in order to touch their hearts. They, too, should examine and not reject lightly. They, too, will be able to recognize who is addressing them if only they want to receive a good gift, for they will be considered according to their will and the blessing of my word will also be according to their will. Amen.